Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to Soul Tree Radio on the Raw. I'm your host, Michael Wilson, DJ Honeycomb. And as always, it's good to have you in the house. Soul Tree Radio on the Raw, sponsored proudly by BASNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. If you want to know the who, what, when, where, why, and sometimes how, check us out right here, right now at www.basnewsroom.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Scotty.
Is Paul enough for you?
Oh, I'm only faintly alive. 25 below.
You know everybody?
We haven't met.
McPherson.
Hi.
And that's Scott's gotten in. Scotty just got in today.
All right.
Here he's on it.
Oh, when I count my fingers, I may have lost one.
Scotty's a warm weather man.
You better have access.
Quite a spot.
105 in the shade. The women hardly wore anything at all.
Very intelligent of them.
Just lie there in a hammock while three of them stand there fanning.
Remember, Scotty?
I remember.
Boy, when I die, I hope I go to ACLA.
I was there.
I'm in.
What are you doing here, Mr. Scott?
Looking for a storm.
Scotty's a newspaper man.
I'm in.
Scott? I'll play these.
Start from ambush.
Check.
Well,
I'll bet a buck.
And I'll fold.
Call.
Wings?
I thought so.
You ought to know better than track fool than our captain. Only James can do that.
Lieutenant Dyke, I promise.
Another good time, Captain.
What do you hear from the general, Scotty?
How are you, General? Fogarty's nursing his pickets like a June bride.
Oh, I get an idea. The guy in Seattle has a whole radar defense story. Loves to talk. General McLaren. When you tell General Fogarty you want to go to Seattle, and Pat and I'll fly you there.
Oh, not General McLaren, too.
Warm in Seattle. We got girls there.
What about Spur Parenthood?
What about it, Captain?
I could be right.
You'll never be able to shoe our captain south with his heart wrapped around the North Pole.
Oh, dude, what's going on at the North Pole?
Some scientists are holding a convention up there.
Right. For polar bears.
Ever hear of Dr. Carrington?
Fellow with a bikini?
The same.
Well, they're holding about 2,000 miles north of here.
A whole bunch. Botanists, physicists, electronics.
Really a pin up there. Very
interesting place, too.
Very.
Captain Henry can give you any data you want on
there.
Can you
probably
shouldn't have said that? You know, after I read
it. Oh, Lord.
Someday I hope to have a navigator and a co-pilot who at least drive behind years.
Oh,
you mail order it.
Report to General Fogarty's orders at once, please.
8 o'clock at night and the general yelling for his troops. Sounds like the old days,
man. Really?
Yeah. Hey, Captain, if it amounts to anything, ring me in on a way for your trip.
I got to get a story someplace.
Come in. Close the door.
Yes, sir.
evening, sir. Well, that didn't take you long to get here. Not many places around here to hide, sir. Just got a queer message from your picnic party up north. Dr. Carrington himself. Believe an airplane unusual type flash in our vicinity. We sent facilities to investigate. Most urgent. What do you suppose you'd find there?
Well, such a good-looking girl.
I don't know, sir. Any of our ships missing?
Oh, no Canadians, I mean.
Could be Russians, but all over the pole like flies.
Don't get another shield.
Yes, but take along a dog team or anything you might need to rescue. Yes. Come in. Close the door. But do you suppose the Pentagon could sell us a revolving door?
Could be, sir. We got 10 worth of fit on it last week.
Hello, report, sir.
Okay, that's right.
Oh, and tell the old dear if there's any more messages come in from Dr. Carrington that I want to be notified personally, no matter what the time.
Yes, sir. Well, here's your weather. There's a front moving in, but you ought to have time to get them back without bumping into it. General, that newspaper man, Scott.
Yeah, what about it?
We'd like to go with us.
It's all right with me if you maroon him up there. Now, don't get me wrong about who gets marooned. And I'd appreciate it if you didn't smash the landing speed this time.
That was an unavoidable accident.
Yeah. Well, look, I'll expect you back sometime tomorrow night.
Yep.
Just tell me what you find up there. No one tells me anything. Want some coffee?
Doctor,
Professor.
Meteor might move almost horizontal to the earth, but never upward. That is a meteor. General Chompy. How do you determine the distance to the point of impact? I contemplate, sir. Ready?
Well, it's quite simple, Captain. We have the time of arrival of the sound wave and detectors, and also the arrival time of the impact wave and size of that. One thing, Doctor, 20,000 tons of steel is an awful lot of metal for an airplane. It's the sort of airplane we know. Yeah, we know what we got. Don't you think so? Ready to check into the port.
Yes,
how are you navigating, Ken?
That peak ahead is practically due east. We've got to move the board up camp.
We should be there about now, Pat.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Maybe we have something on the guy or not, sir.
Up there. Pat, they're coming to the scram.
Guy is up to the top.
See someplace to go down? Pretty smooth about a half a mile back. Take a look.
Bob!
Get him ready. It might be rough.
Fasten your seatbelts, gentlemen, and don't laugh. Sit down and hold on back there. All set to land.
Half flaps. All right.
Half flaps.
Almost.
Yeah.
It is.
It's wrong. We finally got one.
We found a flying saucer. Can anybody see anything through the ice?
Where you are?
Only an outline. Nothing but a dark shape there. Seems perfectly smooth. No doors or windows.
Can't see any engine. I doubt if we find anything we call an engine.
Dr. Gaza,
this isn't any metal item. Probably some UL. Get some filing for analysis.
Right. Captain?
I don't think we have a chance of chopping through the ice with axes.
I know, Doctor. We think so, too. We're going to try to melt it out with thermite bomb.
All right. Doctor, where do you figure it's from?
I don't know, Mr. Scott.
Well, from this planet, what's it done?
Well, then, do you think that the answer to your questions will be much easier after we've examined the interior of the aircraft?
Its occupants, if there are any.
Occupants? Why, well, never. What a story. Where's every... Hey, Barnes!
Hold it, Scott. Sorry, no time to miss.
What do you mean, pilot? I'm going to spend the whole world.
I wish you could, but this is airport information. We'll have to wait for authority to let you pilot show it.
Why, you've got your authority in the Constitution of the United States.
For your information, it's called freedom to the press, and I'm sending authority.
That's more ship study.
What do you want these bombs, sir?
One over there about stabilizers. Another one over on the far side in case we need a pass.
This is the biggest story since the parting of the Red Sea. You can't cover it up. Think what it means to the world.
I'm not working for the world, Scott. I'm working for the airport.
Look, Sonny, if you think I'm going
to... I'll take that.
There's a dead eye.
But the Russians will know about that. The ship is all in camp. Aztec radio program, we found a flying saucer, disc, whatever you call it, intact, embedded in the ice, but try to get it down.
What about the
telescope? Scott's got clearance to send his door.
Yes, I love you. Don't apologize. You're just going to drop to be another call today.
Where are we going to duck this thing off?
Over there.
Have you looked toward the ice lately? The sun's moving fast, and the temperature's dropping, too.
Yeah, we don't have more than 1 hour.
Where do you put those, Bob?
Right on the surface. Oh, Kelstone. Let me see.
Right. Say, what will that thermite do?
That's OC, standard operating procedure for moving ice. Hook this wire up, will you, Lieutenant? You just melted it.
How fast does it work? It'll uncover the whole cluster in 30 seconds.
Oh.
Already over here, Pat.
Better turn the field, you fellas, over to the dog sled. Gonna get pretty hot around here in a minute.
A few minutes from now, we may have the key to the star. A million years of history awaiting for us in that ice.
Let me know when. I want to get a picture.
All right.
Let it hear.
Let it go.
Okay, I'll clear. Wait a minute, everybody. Stay back.
Plane. I agree with that.
Bob, clear the sled off.
bring it over here. Eddie, get the ship warmed up. Be ready to get out of here in a hurry.
I think we made a mistake.
What do you mean?
You ever read this? Department of Defense, Office of Public Information, Washington, D.C., December 27, 1949. Bullet 629-49 regarding item 5700, extract 75,131. The Air Force has discontinued investigating and evaluating reported flying saucers on the basis that there is no evidence.
Well, we thank you, in general, for destroying evidence if they're wrong.
The Air Force said that all evidence indicates the reports of unidentified flying objects as a result of one misinterpretation of various conventional objects.
It didn't look very conventional.
Second, a mild form of mass hysteria.
That would be when General Corbett got shaking hands with that thing in the eyes.
What are the other reasons?
Third, that they're jokes.
Aren't you saying the number that bulletin was?
629-49, item 6700, extract 75,131.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, we should have done that first thing.
I'm surprised
surprised, Captain, that you didn't try to reach your general on our way back here.
We did. I tried to send a message to the other officer, so it didn't get through this time. Do you want to return?
I see. My apologies, Captain. Yes, Captain.
Hi, Captain. I've been shooting set up a fine lot of trouble.
I've been trying to hurry. Did you send up my message?
Sure did. Came about an hour ago. Can you read it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goody to Henry. Withhold newspaper story on the permission from Air Force HQ.
Yes, sir.
Fine. Now somebody else will guide us. Remove aircraft from ice at once. Use thermite bombs if necessary to melt ice.
Oh, that's what I like about the Army.
Smart. All the way to the top.
Well, Captain, I'd let you off the hook for the thermite.
Take it easy, sir. Go ahead. Erect temporary structure to protect the aircraft until my arrival.
And here's another one. Came a few minutes ago. Could only get far.
Didn't it?
Everything grounded has joined you something or other. Want you something or other.
And I found out already.
And then I got really fouled up.
You know, nothing.
Not a thing. Static's knocking it right out of the air. Poison people.
I'm not sure, sir.
Don't know if they're getting it now. I doubt it.
I don't believe it. Even the Pony Express got to it.
No, doctor?
If you're in this new situation, I should
tell you what they don't do.
We don't agree with you, Captain. There's no reason to believe.
That's it. Tex, I'd like to leave Barring here to help out all the kids.
Sure, Captain.
Barring, keep trying to get through it. I want to get a message to the general. Tell them the aircraft was completely destroyed by the thermite bomb. Tell them we found the passenger.
You got a mine?
Where?
On ice, buddy, on ice.
Tell them we're keeping the body in a block of ice and Dr. Carrington wants permission to remove the body from the ice for examination. We're standing by for instruction before further action.
Yes.
You got anything to add to that, Doctor?
Yeah, one very essential point that I consider is vitally important that the examination be made.
By all means,
yeah. Thank you, Captain. That's all that concerns me. Richard, when you get your answer, I'll expect you to let me know.
Yes, Doctor.
Lying in the dark about what he thinks of you.
I'll be pretty good.
If it isn't, I'll make it good.
Thanks, keep trying.
Barring that you get through as the general again, I'm throwing this
one. I try to soft so bad, I don't like it.
I'll eat with you, Eddie.
Send your boy to have some trouble.
Right.
So, Captain, I'm going out and check the ship and tie down. We need our gear, too. This storm may blow for a couple of weeks.
Get some of those listening.
Well, they took off and they told us to take a ride.
They only got a lot of coaxing to get it back.
I thought if Mr. Stoppard would probably give me a hand,
I'd always again.
Or even be ordering me around while you're carrying the other.
I don't know about the run, Dad.
You know, Pat, I thought we were going to have a little trouble in it.
No.
James is already ready to tear you apart on her kid, like 9-year-old, who will deliver a new fire.
There's a 40. There's a 40. He's up at the laboratory.
What do you mean? Cool things, dude. You know what it reminds me of? The time I was stuck on Beulah Island with the old 97th Flamingo. An Army nurse came ashore one day and thought just about the same disturbance as this guy from Mars has around here. He liked it there. Johnny, what's new?
What's new? What more do you want?
There's a story every hit this planet.
And I run into this human clown.
What are you getting pretty for? You'll never look good.
Oh, that's not for you, Scott.
Yeah. Yeah. The captain here passes the buck to General Fogarty. Fogarty takes it to Washington.
Who will throw an ass when it gets to him?
I need some way to get back to civilization.
I don't know.
Hobo sticks, kitty pot, garbage, dog sled.
Hey, Barnes, any words on Bruce's dental already?
Plan.
There's nothing about you, sir.
You know, I think the old man's going crazy.
Sorry, sir, I shouldn't say that, but
he hollers any louder. He won't need a radio.
What did you gather with the gist of the general's conversation?
I'm a pretty scrambled, sir, but I understand he's been released from these papers.
I knew it.
By pouring water through anybody who wants more information, Congress, Secretary of Defense, and especially General Fogarty, he's having a fit.
Isn't Anchorage picking up any guns?
Not a crack, sir. We're picking up them because they have a stronger state.
My editor, climbing all over his office, yelling, stamping his feet, breaking windows. He'll probably shoot himself by midnight.
Good evening, sir. What's the matter, Captain?
I'm not sure you're quite ready. You may have missed the spot.
Didn't want to see us, Captain.
Well, would you like to do double guard duty tonight?
No, sir. I wouldn't.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Could I do what I'm saying?
Sure.
I don't like to bother you like that, Captain. I'm not trying to find something. You would know that kind of just happy. I haven't heard you talk like this since we were. Take some time to explain it. I got three hands, I don't care. so we went in there. Besides, I got the attempt to watch your fight. Yeah, I got a suggestion.
Right.
You cut my hand.
Okay. You come by and you take over. $2,200. You take over $2,500.
I think you're right. I want to talk to you. Pat,
what's really going on? Oh, no, I just can't read it. I'm sorry, I'm kind of tired. I got everything I want to. Not my job, this way.
Oh, no, that isn't why I am. I did that with you when I gave you my treaty. Does it mean that we're going to start having visitors from another world for the final stop? Do we have to return the call?
Yesterday I thought it was crazy.
I think it's crazy now.
A little bit so too. Forget what the mom wants me to.
I like the way you handle the helmet.
I don't miss it so well. No, it's probably better.
I am too. You're not shy to when you're not mad.
I promise you.
Oh, my. You go buy you a drink this time. I think you're very good. That is if you want one.
You can buy my hand if you want.
That might not be such a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
You could get it.
Oh, that's
great. You want another one, Paul?
Don't you think you could untie me now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The guy asked me to have dinner advised you back across the kitchen. You're like, what? What are you laughing at?
You have a kid. Yeah.
I haven't
had. How do you know?
I'll stop reading that now.
Never mind. You have a baby. Come on with what you were saying.
What?
You know, about the dinner.
Oh, well. Playing that after you have 30,000. That doesn't play my mind, right?
Yeah, he's out of that.
No.
That's fine. So you really want your hands. Yes, I mean, it's so nice to see you. You know, I'm glad we got over. I like it. I bet, too.
I'm talking about Japanese, don't you?
No, not at all. This is a great idea. Come here. Well, look at you. Sitting there like a civilized man instead of grabbing around like a throwback. Well, if you were a child, I mean, wouldn't dare say how much I like. No, Pat. The truth is, you just don't know what that was. Well, the woman was, it's how long have you been living?
Long enough. It's been a very interesting evening.
Yeah, you walk out and be like this.
Don't worry, I wouldn't have to check that. I'll get a good night, son.
I'll see you in the morning.
See, I'm being open to get you. Hi, Pat. Barn just got here. I'm sure glad I'm not looking at that guy anymore. You know what I said, Brian?
Yes, sir.
Got an electric flying suit and a protocol. Bob will relieve you at 2400, right? Take it easy.
Yeah. Thank you. What you saw.
Well, it was too cold to see well, but the dogs had them down carrying
them. I saw them down for 3 of them.
Plenty two one dog at the rest.
We got there, 2 of them were dead.
Well, they looked like they'd been through a check.
Where did you find the
partly underwater them, wasn't it?
The dogs tear off of them.
It was kind of an arm.
Jeff, about little flowers out of the arm, but a shot.
It was sort of tightness, but we didn't leave it out to something between them.
He goes back in the road for a long time, huh?
Man, you're 50 to keep as a weapon.
No, there's no have to worry about that.
With an arm off now, that's cold.
He's dead now.
We got a 1 hour at the block of ice over 24 hours.
He's pretty spry for a guy with 12 dogs on.
He's not raising an arm.
In my mind, me.
Dangerous dog.
Sure.
It is blood on the hand, isn't it, doctor?
Yes, it does taste blood.
Probably from one of the dogs.
No blood in the arm. No animal tissue. That's a strand.
Yeah, look at this under the microscope.
No, Mr. Scott, I doubt very much if he can die. Do we understand, die?
Yes.
Well, Doctor?
No arterial structure indicated. No more than being visible.
All this is unconnected.
Doctor. Sounds like you're trying to describe a vegetable.
I am. Are you getting all of these
flavors?
You know, Doctor, that could be why the bullets fired by Sergeant Bob that I'm assuming with that.
Right?
Really holds really the age of the man.
This steam fluid here. Like plant sap.
We'll probably find it as a sugar base.
Please, Doctor. I've got the answer, Mr. Scott.
It sounds like, well, first of all, you're describing some form of super carrot.
That's nearly right, Mr. Scott. This
Harrod, as you call it, has constructed an aircraft capable of flying some millions of miles through space, propelled by a force that yet unknown to us.
I wouldn't let you kill it for my father.
Shouldn't. Imagine how strange it would have seemed during the Pleistocene Age to forecast that worms, fish, lizards, and all over the Earth were going to evolve into us.
Look,
our planet from which our visitors came, vegetable life underwent an evolution similar to that of our own animal. It would account for the superiority of its brain. Its development was not handicapped by emotional or sexual factors.
Dr. Kent, you're a man who won the Nobel Prize. You receive every kind of international cure that science can attain. If you were for sale, I could get $1 million for you from any foreign government. I'm not therefore going to stick my neck out and say that your stuff absolutely clean full of wild blueberry muffins. But I promise you, my readers are going to think so.
Not for long, Mr. Scott. Not if they happen to know anything about the flora of their own thing.
You mean a vegetable's white shit on Earth that can certain kind of thinking?
Yes. Every year, with a telegraph line?
Not recently.
Is it the accounting century plan, Dr. Scott?
Yes.
Go ahead, Doctor. What's your view?
Well, the century plan catches mice, bats, squirrels, and small mammals. Uses a sweet syrup as bait. And holds on to its catch and food source.
May I have a sense? It wants a telegraph for it.
Well, the vine researches proven and signal to other vines of the same species, vines 20 to 100 miles away. Intelligence in plants and vegetables is no star, Mr. Scott. Older even than the animal arrogance that is overlooked.
Point correctly. Look here. I took this from under the soft tissue of the palm of the hand.
Yes.
A neat and unconfused reproductive technique of vegetation. No pain or pleasure. No emotions. No harm.
Our superior. Our superior in everything.
Gentlemen, do you realize that we found a being from another world is different from us in one pole?
Oh, yeah. We can only communicate with it. We can learn secrets that have been hidden from mankind since the beginning.
Okay. Nicholson. Carl's DNA and the hand became alive. The temperature of the forearm showed a 20-degree rise. Because of this rise in the temperature, I believe it was able to ingest the canine blood from the chicken's cover. I believe it was
lids out of blood.
He said that's because my path.
It doesn't work, I don't know what will.
Where are you going, Captain?
Find our visitor, if you can.
One moment, Captain.
When you find what you're looking for,
remember it's a stranger in a strange land. The only crimes involved are those committed against you. Just woke from a block of ice with a cat-like dog shot by a friend's man. All I want is a chance to communicate.
Archie, you can do anything you want with it. Provided it's locked up in place, but nothing in here.
They catch up with our pound. You need a chance to get a fresh before somebody makes a salad out of it, what?
Sure, Scotty, nothing wrong.
Bob, get up.
Hey, what's up?
Looks like a lynching problem.
Let us know.
Captain, I got part of a message from the general. He said to wait on Mr. Scott's story.
Oh, what's the difference? Nothing's going out anyway.
Let's get out.
Hey, what are you guys looking for? Who couldn't come in?
Mars.
You mean he's alive and running around loose?
The door locked, Jake. I'm not sure that is.
What do you mean it comes from?
Ready?
Hold it, Jake. Something in here, all right?
No, we're a little off base. That's the mineralogy lab. We've got radioactive isotopes in there. We're guarding the reactive zone full of uranium orchids. Yeah.
This door's locked.
That's the stair. There's the key.
Oh, yeah. None of the others are locked. What's in here?
A greenhouse.
Yes, well, the weakness for our strawberries. Strawberries. Max, Bob, look under these tables. Bob, check that outside door. So it locks you up your head. Still about a zero. Electric?
Captain, I have.
And I got that other photograph. Any suggestions, though?
It's obviously not inside, but with the outside.
Never mind. Captain, half an hour outside now is about all we can stand. We better do it in relay. What is the door, please?
It reminds me, I'm going to have to talk to Hogarty. A lot has become famous. So few people can boast that they lost a flying saucer of a man from Mars all on the same day. I wonder what they'd have done to Columbus if they discovered America a bit later.
Gentlemen, I just happened to notice. Look at these moldings.
Well, they're wilted.
The only thing...
A blast of icy air at that rear door, you know.
Turn over a look at that lock, will you, Professor?
Yeah.
10 or 15 seconds with such exposure would do it.
Exactly.
What would that lead you to?
Could it be me, then?
Yeah. Dr. Carrington, you were right. The lock's been forced and bent back into position again. The key's gone. Someone has entered and gone and locked the door from...
Yes, see how it glistens in the light?
You can see the room.
What? And the room is on?
You don't suppose.
Open it, please.
Sweat dogs, not even cold. Yet. It doesn't seem kind of shrunken.
Is there any blood in there?
No.
What's the drink?
Everything for brightening the mind. What could be more natural for a being of its kind than seeking out the only open earth within mind? Came here for refuge, let us.
Right.
He's been here, but will come back again. I don't agree with you, Doctor. I think it's far better if science rather than...
Doctor, I'm
sure we can communicate with it. We must. It's wider than we are. It's our only chance to talk to it, to learn so many things.
Dr. Carey, you can try.
You can understand that, sir. Will you stand guard here with me to my duties? And you will allow
me to...
Good. Sir, tell Dr. Auerbach and Dr. Olson what we found. Ask them to come back and relieve us in the morning. And tell them, please, to confide in no one.
Hey, you better get some more hot coffee ready.
Anything happen? That's right. I'm poking all these stuff out with it.
What?
Like the polar bear.
Sure did.
Yeah, yeah. Not after I saw it only there.
You call out there for that.
You find anything, did you?
I didn't think you would.
And we lose a nice day long. Not that it makes much difference. There's nothing going on. Nothing coming yet.
Hey, thanks. I'm coming. You got something.
Well, yeah, I think you turned the phone and found the test.
It came in clear about 10 minutes ago, and then it got fouled up again.
Forwarding to Henry. Take all precautions to preserve the aircraft carefully until my arrival. Same to same. Use same precautions with corpses of any occupant. Same to same. Forward detailed description of aircraft. Measurements, approximate weight, and so forth. Important.
Forwarding to Henry. Why haven't you answered?
Well, immediate answer. Same to same. Radio silence unnecessary. Reference message forwarding to Henry. Acknowledge immediately. Forward to Henry. Waiting report. Silence. Confusing. Same as same. Acknowledge. Same as same. Acknowledge at once.
I got it. What
do you mean there's nothing for me?
You got it all.
For Pete's sake, I don't believe it.
How can a man get to be a general without his knowing?
Sorry, get up there and watch that corner.
Somebody bring the first aid kit, please.
I'll be better start warning everybody else.
Yeah. Does that speaker think I'm working on?
Yes, it's switch on the electrons all of it.
That's
attention, everybody in camp. Stay where you are and go to your door. Our visitor has returned and is dangerous. Stay where you are until notified and go to your door. Stay where you are.
In the greenhouse, this morning I couldn't see.
Yeah.
The blast of cold air, I could also see. And I told the thing that struck at me. One, but that was never my idea. When I came to, I saw one small thing. He's more than get those axes. Go ahead, back. We're both hanging from the beams upside down. Did that to each other. Hold up, look at when you see that when you left.
Wait for me, Pat, I want to get a picture.
This greenhouse is an outside door, it can get out that way.
And we can get to it from here to the generator.
We can do it.
You mean you want to go in
through the door with lumber or anything?
That's better. Greenhouse indicated that blood was a primal factor in the cultivation of the seed.
2 a.m. 2 a.m.
$5. Yes. I used another 2 units of Kaiser. 4 a.m. the sprouts began to take on death in their form. I came to the camp. I see by your faces and don't believe me.
I am going to judge for yourself.
Much of the mustard.
need more blood, it will make every effort to obtain what it needs. Many prisoners, is therefore harmless. How can you be sure of our safety? Or more important, the safety of the world.
Think of a thousand such creatures. 10,000. Yes, it must be destroyed. It's obviously along with it.
No. It didn't burn any. What about that thing in the greenhouse?
You're talking like frightened school.
You're right, Dusty. I am frightened.
Any destruction would be an outrage. A betrayal of sight.
It's a betrayal of fast. Doctor, but it would make me and some of the other people a lot better if we were prison. Being
no captain. Finally got a message to him in the end.
Hogarty to Henry, Carrington and Palmsley march in the line. You are directed to make effort to keep it alive and protect it against injury. Under no circumstances take action against it until my arrival when weather permits. You have your orders, Captain Henry. I consider it insane and intelligent.
But, Pax, what about me?
No, geez,
what do we do?
I get on that radio and try changing the armor.
What are you doing?
We can't tell you out there.
We'll have to drop the idea. That's
a clean ass. That's why it's not like you can't see it. How could it get through corrugated iron walls?
Use a camel.
Tell the others to drop me outside the door.
Put that hand here. The mic's wired, brother.
Who's out of the focus?
Don't help
us. Alright. How about the only ones in the garden? Yes. I'm going to watch it. Thanks.
Yeah.
It won't be there long. We're dropping the outside guards. You better come up here and join the rest of them in the mess hall.
I'll be all right. I got the dog raised, but there's no outside window.
All right, if you want to be brave.
Anybody around here want some coffee?
No, but you can come in.
The only reason I brought it, I'm sure you might ask me. Who wants that?
I could use a hat. What were you saying, Scotty?
I was just wondering if that's not.
What happens if our boyfriend gets lonely and starts strolling around
up in here?
What do we do?
I've been trying to figure that too.
Nothing seems to hurt it.
It's a $4 question.
What do you do with a vegetable?
Boil it.
What'd you say?
Boil it? Do it? Bake it? Fry it?
Well, that makes sense.
Cold doesn't bother it.
Maybe Dr. Cairns will ask it to crawl into a double boiler. Or maybe you could borrow a flamethrower from somebody.
That's not a crazy idea. We've got lots of kerosene and we could... 1.3, 1.4,
before we start cooking.
1.5, 1.6.
Watch it, everybody. They may not agree now. Be sure to stay here.
1.9. Captain, how about pouring kerosene on the study on fire?
You can try. Get that.
There's a ball, Ken.
I'll make it. Really tell me the point. 1.2.
We need one more. Good.
What's that cigarette? 1.2.
We're going to set it on fire. Got two sticks together.
I'm going to bury this one on my back.
I'll get it. If it comes in, you wet it down. You, Matt, touch it all. Don't miss. You can be ready to visit me more.
I think you're right, Dad.
Oh, sure.
1.3 now.
You know how to shoot that thing. That's why Gary Cooper is inside the door.
1.4.
Come here. Get your cord. Now hold this in front of you. Try to make sure.
1.5, 1.6.
What's that?
Sounds like 1.8, 1.5. The needle's at the top.
So this will make your hand feel better.
It's all to be enough kerosene.
Let's get it ready.
How's it coming, Barney?
It'll be okay.
What makes me mad is that he didn't do it.
And questions are falling over the phone.
Now listen, everybody, I want you all to say here. We found a way to fight this thing off, but we burned out of even doing it. I don't think it would hurt much, judging from the way it took off.
Much a fact that I've got a hot foot.
And it's sure to come back here again. We don't want to burn up the whole place, so as soon as we're organized, we're going after it. We probably went back to the greenhouse, so we'll start there. In the meantime, stay here. And keep your eye on the dagger,
Captain.
Please, your electric lights right here.
I can help you, Captain. That's my line. If you look into the intercom system, in order.
Or easily, we can take one to any of the other ones.
I can help you on that, too.
Mac, we'll be in the radio room. Let us know when you're
ready. You all right?
Yeah, but I like staying with you.
And do you have enough?
If I start burning up again, who's going to put out the fire?
I'm very proud of our Captain.
Now, look.
For one of the intercoms here, I don't think they're this end. I'll put another down here at the junction of the corridor.
Check on the bid they work through the missile.
Right. Captain, I just want to say, you said you were going to use kerosene again.
You know anything better?
Something hotter. We have enough cable stretched to the greenhouse, so I'm going to use electricity.
You mean your lighting system?
No. No, we can hook in a new transformer Dr. Chapman's been using. The high voltage outfit and give us plenty of amps. And after Christmas,
could you use these two poles and catch in between them?
Maybe you insulate the poles.
Sounds good.
Bob, give my hand. Come on, guys. You go to work.
And Anchorage, if you can.
Tell them the whole story.
Tell them we're in bad shape. As soon as they get you the bag.
Tell them to bring hand grenades, mortars, flame mortars, anything they can pick up.
Tell them if I won't get permission to send a story out on the shoot mice, I better come here first.
What there?
Hey, say that again.
Oh, Mickey, not you too. I'm sensitive about it.
You too.
I got here. I don't make any pretty.
No, no, you're Brent.
I'm sorry, too, about that. I've been very upset lately, my...
Oh, you idiot. Look, and look. Me.
You too. It's getting cold in here.
It must be off.
It is off. It's not getting any oil. It's the same way in the room across the hall of checks. Where do these heaters get their oil from?
Round and round, that's that.
Hey, God. He's off the missile.
No. No more oil coming in.
It's off in there, too.
The tank be empty.
Still, day before yesterday. The main line could be plugged. You better get outside and fix it. Probably run smack into our visitor. They'll be waiting for you to do this.
We underestimate
the guy turned off.
Trying to figure this out, huh?
That isn't going to be hard. Down to 40 degrees now.
60 below outside.
How long have you been pulling in? Half an hour at the most.
By then, we'll all be
safe. Well, look, there's no one goes out to fix that oil line. Want to think of something else?
You'll think the same thing I am. But our only chance to keep warm would be electricity. Heaters, blankets, anything like that.
Yes, it could break the circuit. Cut a line anywhere. Set at the source.
Sure, the generator room.
Get them all in there. I'll tell Ted.
Bring any electrical stuff. Food, medicine, blankets, warm clothes, anything you can find. And Mac, bring our flying clothes.
Mac, most of them got burned. But I'll see what I can tell me.
The transformer's
got that. There's nothing cool in here. No, the thing's turning the heat off.
What?
That'll change things.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Next thing, I'll think of the electricity. So we're putting everybody in the generator room and try to fight it from there.
Lieutenant, did you do a good job on the outside door of the generator room?
Houdini find it up getting in.
Better than even money that comes through this car.
Yeah, it's the only way left or two.
You got any fence wire strong enough to take your rollers?
Oh, rolls it here.
How do you make the finish?
Over.
Right on the ground.
Here.
One overhead and one on each side, and that thing gets to the right spot. Juicy.
I don't get you. Where's the fence wire?
Right down here.
So give me the cover. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about leaving a lucky fly trap right here from the walk into.
What do you mean, fly trap?
Hey, son, give me a
you go back with the others. You don't belong out here.
You belong at Alamein or Bougainville or Oak.
hour, I was just kibitzing.
And I'll provide a very good open obituary to you. That's enormous.
Captain Henry.
Go ahead. Just hook this thing up. Checking to see if it works.
That's fine. What you got, your car?
Yes.
Mac, did you hear that?
Every word. I hope that's all I hear.
Little fine.
Oh, Captain, here's another message. This one relayed from Washington.
Ogedy to Henry. Use every means to protect lives of entire party, but take no steps against your prisoner.
Our prisoner.
You are again getting no orders from your commanding officer. That's by the better thing.
You're doing more than breaking army order. You're robbing science of the greatest secret that ever come.
Knowledge is more important than life, Captain. We've only one excuse for existing, to think, to find out, to learn.
What can we learn from that thing, except a quicker way to die?
Doesn't matter what happens to us. Nothing counts except our thinking. We fought our way into nature. We split the atom.
Yes, and that sure made the world happy.
We owe it to the brain of our species to stand here and die without destroying a source of wisdom. Civilization has given us orders.
Get your body.
Oh, you'll never have even blindness.
Go ahead.
Captain, I'm getting a reaction from the Geiger counter.
What's the reading?
Only 0.2, but steady.
Watch it. Tell us any change.
Matt, anything your way?
Out of glimmer, Pat.
Watch it.
Here's the operating system.
It's cold. Quick, moving around. No good to be too cool.
Must be zero.
What? Next stop?
Call on Mr. Martian and get some nice scotch blood, 100 proof. Nothing like it for babies.
What ain't going on? I like these pimples. They keep me warm.
Hey, Scotty, did you get a picture of that thing when it was on fire?
Yeah.
I shot one while I was falling backward over the bed. Probably got the ceiling in my own big feet.
Captain Henry.
Going up a little. 0.4 now.
Hang on. Mac, any change?
Just the same. Only colder. Probably means he's coming by the mess hall.
Excuse me, sir. I have no idea what it is. You're a voice pretty smart. You might see these wires about the big gear and sit down and think it over.
Yeah.
It takes too long to call me. Let's move him over there to the junction.
Let him see us there and chase us back here?
Yes, sir. The less light, the better.
Turn off this light and this one down here. Don't want another light.
Captain Henry,
wake up.
I'm getting something
too fast.
Sure, here now. All right, you fellas, go get back here.
Halfway there.
Running at your speed up that generator. Can you get any more out of it?
Certainly you won't understand.
Fine. Tell your victory with it. Make it useful.
I know it.
What's the matter? I was just wishing we'd have a chance to test this thing to see if it'll work.
I thought we have enough points.
Let's keep swinging at its arm.
1.2.
That's right. You know, I got a worry. Report from the front, Captain. Lieutenant McPherson has a word.
This is no joke.
What? What if you can read our minds?
It's going to be real mad.
Only four. I'm a scientist who's trying to...
Take a minute to warm up.
Okay. Isn't that true? Is there any reason not why I can't send out my story?
Let me take 5 minutes. I guess it's okay, but
it's going to look a lot better to me than the rooster.
All done, Pat.
You got everything?
Yeah, we burned everything in Charrington's lab and in the grain now. Burnt the arm, too. Nothing left but ashes.
All right, Dr. Charrington. He's got a broken carbone in the bed.
Just getting enough voltage. I'll check the generator.
Good.
Anybody want some coffee?
No, but you can come in.
You better have some.
You
look on the
head. Should look. He's had two things on his mind. We've only had one. Now our worries are over on our captain.
Isn't there something you can do about it, Mickey?
No, I don't know. You know, I'm getting pretty fat after the North Pole. How much did the captain make a month?
Not very much.
That's a good start. Go ahead.
Enough to support two people?
Not nearly enough. Oh, Captain, you get flight pay, some breach dependent.
Holy shit, laugh.
Don't look, I'm not going to be real
with you. Captain, I've got an idea for 5 minutes here. This is going to work. You ought to settle down, sir.
There you are.
It'll be so much better for us.
Sure, a captain always flitting around and getting into trouble.
You remember that night in Honolulu?
Yeah,
that's pretty bad.
I don't know if it's all right.
You ought to like somewhere.
See, they know what's bad for you.
Here we are. Plenty of voltage now. Anchorage from Polar Expedition 6. Anchorage from Polar Expedition 6. Can you hear me? Over.
Anchorage, we sent
you clear.
Pass
by. Over. Tell General Fogarty we've sent for Captain Hendry. You'll be here in a few minutes. Over.
Roger. Over.
Are there any newsmen there who can hear me? Over.
Place is full up. Over.
All right, fellas, here's your story. North Pole, November 3rd. Ned Scott reporting. One of the world's greatest battles was fought in London today by the human race. Here at the top of the world, a handful of American soldiers and civilians met the first invasion from another planet. A man by the name of Noah once saved our world with an arc of wood. Here at the North Pole, a few men performed a similar service with an arc of electricity. The flying saucer which landed here and its pilot have been destroyed, but not without casualties among our own meager forces. I would like to bring to the microphone some of the men responsible for our success. But as senior Air Force officer, Captain Hendry is attending to the man's over and above the call of duty. Dr. Carrington, the leader of the scientific expedition, is recovering from wounds received in the battle. And now, before giving you the details of the battle, I bring you a warning. Every one of you listening to my voice, tell the world, tell this to everybody wherever they are. Watch the skies everywhere. Keep looking. Keep watching the skies.
You know what my man said? Watch the skies as the human race scores one and aliens zero in this first skirmish against the carrot man from outer space. A fucking angry carrot. Talk about your food not agreeing with you. Oh, Lord. You know how sometimes in a movie it ages itself when you hear of certain lines in it? When my man said, we owe it to ourselves to die. If there had been black people in that movie, you'd have said, get the fuck out of here. You had your bunny rabbit blinking mind. The cat man almost got him. You should have got his ass. But anyway, we win. Well, we've covered a lot of ground over these last few weeks with sci-fi and had some fun. There's only one last frontier, and that happens to be animation. We'll be back in our normal format for the Hump Day special next Wednesday at 9 p.m. But starting Tuesday, we will get into animation and primetime sci-fi. We will talk about Twilight Zone, of course, The Outer Limits, and my favorite show from back then, The Invaders. Ow! Yeah. I had a cool theme. I have to admit, and I loved it when the invaders died. The buffalo just went poof. Faded into the ozone. And we're going to talk about animation, how the Japanese kept it human for us, and how animation grew up and became anime. How grown-ups were coaxed kicking and screaming into becoming true practitioners and aficionados of the art, and how a lot of people, actors, looked at animation in a new way and made a whole new living from doing it. You know, you may know Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, but a lot of folks know him as the Joker, and there's a reason why. So we'll get into that and then some. And, of course, for some of the movies that you have not heard, The Day the Earth Stood Still, War of the Worlds, and all that good shit, we will show them later on before the end of the year as holiday fare, and we hope you'll enjoy them. So that's, as my man Walter Cronkite would say, that's the way it is. On behalf of everybody here at the tree, this is Michael Lewis Engel. Hello, goodbye. Good day. Go safe, stay safe, be safe. So all a good night. Ciao for now.